hands give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. He fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends, it's hard to believe, but in just 2 weeks, we're already celebrating Thanksgiving Day. And this is the gospel that we hear every year at Mass on Thanksgiving. Even though Thanksgiving is not a religious holiday, it's part of our American culture, many people come to Mass Thanksgiving Day, and we hear this reading. And it's just a gentle reminder to every single one of us that we have a lot to be grateful for, do we not? And it's very easy, myself included, to focus on what's not going right, or what's aggravating us, or what's taking joy away from us. And our Lord is reminding us that in all things we're called to give thanks. But we're human. Sometimes that's hard to do when we're grieving the loss of a loved one, or when our body aches, or we're worried about world events, family issues. It's very normal to become overcome with anxiety and worry. And Jesus is telling us, strive to give thanks always, because even in our most difficult moments, Jesus Christ is still risen, my friends. And that is the greatest gift that any of us will ever receive in our lives. So gratitude is something that we could live out every single day. So let's practice that right now. And just thank Jesus in our hearts for all that we are grateful for.